to shuffle papers or if you've got a cough like us or something. And it just temporarily turns off the mic. Have you recorded here with Brian before in Chris Radio?
A long, long time ago.
Okay, so you're familiar with the thing.
I guess.
Okay.
And we're ready to start in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Greetings, everyone. This is Ruth Fairfax Frazier and Marshall Matthews with FACT, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, here on Chris Radio. We have a delightful program for you today. We're going to be discussing the Chicago Lighthouse Industries, and joining us is the Vice President, Mr. Jean-Claude Kapler. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you.
And welcome also, Marshall Matthews.
Welcome, Chicagoland, for joining us one more time. And we're about to have a very stimulating conversation with one of the most interesting people around this building. And you need to know more about him so that you know more about the type of people you come into contact with when you're here at the Lighthouse.
Well, the Chicago Lighthouse Industries manufactures high-quality products for federal and commercial customers, including clocks, calendars, and other consumer products. And again, joining us is the Vice President of this program, Jean-Claude. We want to know a little bit about your background, sir.
Oh, let's see. When I got out of school, I had a hard time finding a job, so I got into retailing for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found an opportunity with Winchester Firearms, and I was hired by them because I'm fortunate enough to be trilingual.
Okay.
And in their international division, and I was able to get some responsibilities in contract administration. And then they went ahead and gave me a position in marketing in charge of the Far East and Latin America. Mm-hmm. To sell ammunition and plants. And this was sales to governments, not to individuals.
Okay.
And perfectly legal, by the way.
Legal at that time. Okay.
And so I was with Winchester for 3 years, and after that I joined a company that produced muzzle-loading firearms. It was a Navy arms company. I was with them for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And again, there I was fortunate. I was involved in not only marketing, but also in product development. And I worked with many people, including many engineers, to really develop products that were very marketable. And so business grew quite nicely. We got into new channels, which was a good experience for me as well.
Okay.
And then after that, I was the opportunity with National Industries for the Blind.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chicago Lighthouse Industries is affiliated with National Industries for the Blind, along with 90 other non-for-profit agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And that works under an act of Congress called the Javits-Wagner Day Act, or Ability One Act, and which really came into being back in the 30s, and to really give exclusivity to products made by people who are blind or visually impaired. Then they added other disabilities as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's you know, my background, you know, and then I was into a couple of commercial firms after that.
Okay.
And then the Chicago Lighthouse.
Well, before we even get into how you got involved with the Lighthouse, I'm going to back you up just a second, because you said you're trilingual. Tell us about your childhood and how did that come about?
Well, I was born in Colombia, South America,
mm-hmm.
from French parents. And then I moved to the United States at the age of 8.
Okay.
Where I was made to learn English.
About time.
So that's the foundation of it.
And, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. And now let's move forward with what was your attraction to the wonderful programs here at the Chicago Lighthouse, and how did you become involved?
What struck me with the Chicago Lighthouse when I was with National Industries for the Blind, it was really the most diverse agency affiliated with NIB. With respect to services provided for people who are blind, everything from schools on through programs that are multiple programs designed really to prepare people for employment and also to provide employment opportunities as well. And it's grown ever since, you know, and this is something mm-hmm. that really struck me.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you give us a little bit of history of the Chicago Lighthouse?
Yeah, the Chicago Lighthouse is, you know, founded back in 1906, and essentially they began with you know, contracts, you know, work for other companies, et cetera. And, I mean, they began, you know, weaving basket weaving and so on and so forth. But through the years, they really created employment opportunities, and we had some major, major contracts that we work with where we employed well over 100 people, 150 people. Mm-hmm. And that included, you know, assembling tool sets and chemistry sets, everything for a company called Skelcraft, and we did hose assembly for trucking companies and for Dynacraft. So there were major, major opportunities that created good employment opportunities through the years. And what's happened is that the many of those corporations or companies started outsourcing production either off, you know, down south, either but out of the territory here and offshore altogether. Mm-hmm. And so the opportunities, you know, became less when it came to subcontract, but this is something that we're looking at turning around now.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, tell us a little bit about Chicago Lighthouse Industries. Exactly what is it?
That's a non-for-profit organization that's affiliated with national, the Chicago Lighthouse. So okay. In other words, we created a separate 501c3 because, again, the Chicago Lighthouse Industries, the core products and services that it provides is to the federal government. Mm-hmm. And under that Act of Congress that I mentioned before, the Javis-Wagner-Rodé Act, we have to have a minimum of 75% direct labor has to be people who are legally blind.
Oh,
true.
Okay.
So this way we keep that ratio.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, elaborate a little bit more on the Chicago Lighthouse overall, because you say that the industries is a separate 501. What are some of the other major programs that are going on here at the Chicago Lighthouse?
At the Chicago Lighthouse, you have everything from a school that is very diversified now, mm-hmm. and it's integrated with children without disabilities, mm-hmm. as well as children with disabilities, and which is really fantastic. And this mm-hmm. is a school that was put in place many, many years ago. It serves many, many families. They have a birth to three program as well, mm-hmm. Which really works with families who have a child with vision loss, mm-hmm. and that really teaches them what the, you know, what services are available locally and by the government, et cetera, but also with respect to communication skills. And it's amazing to see the transition of these kids.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And the children have multiple disabilities as well as being visually impaired or blind. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they cannot be integrated in the classroom per se.
Right.
So that's
mm-hmm.
that different, because a child who's visually impaired or blind can be integrated into a school.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could you tell us about some of the major accomplishments of the Lighthouse Industries over the years?
The Lighthouse Industries has really, you know, once that we got past all the major subcontract that we had and so on and so forth, we got involved with the Ability One program that I mentioned before, the government mm-hmm. program in 1977, where we got our first contract, federal contract, with the General Services Administration for wall clocks.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that GSA, my understanding is, I wasn't there at that time, was that they really didn't want clocks from us. But however, so we purchased clocks that they were purchasing and submitted them, and they all failed in accuracy. And then we submitted clocks with a quartz movement, which was very accurate, okay? And that got the answer, the positive
okay.
answer for it.
Yeah.
So really through the years, we've developed the designs of the wall clocks, which are very conservative. They're for the office setting, if you would, or the, you know, for facilities, you know, professional facilities and so on. And so our people do the full assembly of the clocks. We own all of the molds for the clock bodies, the mm-hmm. lenses, et cetera. They're all molded here in the United States.
Okay.
And the dials and so on are printed in the United States. The hands are made in the United States as well. So most of the clocks are made in the United States. The movements can be foreign made, but we have some U.S. made ones as well now.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the only exception would be wooden clocks, because they come from the Far East and the wood comes from the Far East.
Okay.
To be price competitive.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's provided very good employment through the last 40 years, to say the least.
Wow.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, we reached the 6 million clock goal last November.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
Okay. Now I know you have some unique lines coming out of clocks. What are the...
Yes, we have a fashion line of clocks, and this, which is very, very healthy from the standpoint that it diversifies our customer base. Our traditional customer base on the commercial side has been in business to business, if you would, okay, for the office setting and so on. And that market is changing incredibly right now with digital businesses and so on. So we want to go in that direction as well.
Okay.
And but we've designed, we're in the process of designing fashion clocks, and really for the home office, for children's rooms, et cetera. So right now, and we had an opportunity to test market the clocks with Target stores. We had three Target stores that were kind enough to allow us to merchandise the products, and really gave us a really good feel where the public sector, the consumer sector, is pulling with respect to where the interests are. And so we've designed additional clocks now, dial faces and so on, and we're going to be launching very soon. And the children clocks did quite well. And for example, we had we learned that the regional theme clocks are very important. For example, we have the CTA clock that sold very, very well here in Chicago.
Okay.
They're going to sell in California, but they sell in Chicago.
Right. That's the important part. Okay. That's regional.
And also the Chicago flag did very, very well. So now we're looking at developing product that's regional in nature as well, because this is something where we can get good pull. And again, the bottom line for that is to get sales. The more sales we get, the more employment we create as far as work hours are concerned.
Okay.
Now, if someone wants to order one of these clocks, is there a way to contact your department or division and get these clocks?
Yes, I mean, it's available on our website. And you know, for example, you can go to the Chicago Lighthouse Tool for Living website. And we've got the fashion clocks on there.
Okay.
And Amazon also. And when you go to Amazon.com and you put in Chicago Lighthouse Industries, you'll find our clocks as well, and we're looking at going to some through other channels as well.
Okay.
Good.
And I understand that with Chicago Lighthouse Industries, if you wanted to call in, you could call 800-842-8624 to order clocks.
Exactly.
So for those who aren't, you know, just that computer savvy and they just want to pick up a phone and talk to someone, again, that telephone number is 1-800-842-8624. Now, what would you say is the future for the Chicago Lighthouse Industries? What does it hold?
I think the right now there's a drive to develop new categories of products that you know that we can supply. We're looking at some liquid cleaners and so on and so forth, some different categories to get into to diversify our product base, number one, and also to diversify our customer base. We don't want to be focused on just one target customer, because the changes in the marketplace now are so significant and can happen so rapidly that you can be caught sometimes, you know, unawares. And so diversification of products and jobs and type of work that we do is what our aim is doing. And I think we're going to, keeping in that direction, I think we're going to remain healthy.
Okay. Now, are tours available if anyone wants to visit the clock industry?
Yes, tours are available, and you know, the individual to contact for that would be Dominic Calabrese. And you know, you can call the Chicago Lighthouse number, which is 312-997-3662. And if you would like to arrange for a tour, usually you need to give at least a week's notice, a week's advance notice, so we can schedule it.
Okay. Now, do you have any closing thoughts that you would like to leave with our audience, sir?
Yeah, I think what through the 17 years that I've been here, the most impressive aspect of it is that we have numerous programs. Right now, we've gotten into the call center work as well. We have several major contracts now with call centers, created many jobs for people who are blind, visually impaired, other disabilities, and veterans. And that's critical. And we're always looking at all the programs to see how they can be improved upon or what changes need to be made to really maximize the you know, the potential of development of people and to help to assist people. Right now, we have the schools, we have about 39 programs that to help prepare people for employment, And also we have the Low Vision Clinic with satellites to assist people in maximizing the use of the remaining vision they have, mm-hmm. or even they don't. And there's a lot of research going on at the Lighthouse with respect to tools that people can use to really be more independent, mm-hmm. socially and, you know, financially as well, between with work. And this is something that's continuously impressed me, because most organizations will stick to one thing, mm-hmm. and if, when that's over, it's over. You know, mm-hmm. and it's very dangerous, because, again, the incidence of vision loss is increasing with longevity now.
Yeah. Yes.
And people before, you know, when the average life was 65 years of age, you didn't have that many diseases occurring, such as vision loss. But now, with people living far longer, the incidence is greater, so the psychological impact is significant and really needs to be addressed. And the Lighthouse is very, very well equipped and staffed to be able to handle that, you know, very nicely.
Okay. Well, we'd like to share the website again, which is www.thechicagolighthouse.org, where you will get a wealth of information of all of the 39 programs that are going on right here in Chicago at the Chicago Lighthouse, in addition to learning more about the Chicago Lighthouse industries.
When it comes to volunteerism, and that's one of the main things we want to tell you, Chicago, that volunteering to help and build up our communities is one of the greatest things that you can do. When it comes to volunteers, if someone wants to volunteer to help with the programs here, how would they do that?
They can contact our financial development department, mm-hmm. and there they have staff can certainly assist with scheduling people for volunteering and the type of work that's available, mm-hmm. and whether it be on a regular basis or on a seasonal basis. Yeah, absolutely.
Even in your role as vice president over the time, and you've been here 17 years now, and I understand though that time with us is about to come to an end soon, and what would you look back and say were some of the greatest experiences you've had here helping out those who are in need at the Lighthouse?
The people I work with.
Oh, mm-hmm. okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And get people to work with, get people to be around.
The people, yeah, the people that I work with are very dedicated. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking, you know, we have people in very responsible positions and management positions, everything that are legally blind, that really are very, very effective at their jobs to mm-hmm. begin with. And a huge problem that continues is that the unemployment rate among people with vision loss or legally blind is about 70%.
Wow.
That has not changed over the decades. Okay? And that's a mental attitude that prospective employers have, because they don't know what their exposure is, number one. Mm-hmm. And how can they possibly be productive? Well, the bottom line is people with disabilities can be as productive as anyone else, mm-hmm. given the proper tools.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
And this is, you know, what we work with, and, you know, and our placement department has worked very hard to develop relationships with prospective employers to make them understand that people can be effective. And we've had great successes through the years in placing people who are blind or visually impaired in competitive employment. Mm-hmm. And before the economy kind of fizzled for a while there, we were placing over 100 people a year, which is phenomenal. Mm. And we didn't count them until they were on the job for 90 days.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Wow. Okay.
So this is, you know, the critical aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us a little bit more about the Tools for Living store, because I understand that through there you can also come in and purchase clocks. And can you tell us a little bit else of what we may experience with that?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, with Tools for Living, they have they offer the full array of clocks that we produce. And also we also have a print room, for example, in the industries program, where we can personalize wall clocks. Mm-hmm. And it can be done for special events, whether it be a retirement, whether it be a
wedding.
Birthday, a wedding, or whatever, mm-hmm. or someone's photograph, and so it gives you that, you know, that's a special shopping, you know, pleasure, because, again, we have a very aggressive program. We have no minimum order, no, you know, setup charges and so on. So that really someone can afford to get something very, very special that you can't get really from anybody else.
Okay. Well, also, the Chicago Lighthouse has internationally acclaimed doctors. What will we experience when people need to come here to be referred for medical services? I understand that the Chicago Lighthouse has a lot of research going on with vision loss and helping people who are blind and visually impaired. Can you tell us a little bit about that aspect of the Lighthouse?
When it comes to the events here at the Lighthouse, many people look at it as just being a place for those who are visually impaired. But understand you have musicians and bands and everything like that in the operation here, a renowned jazz band here. Could you tell our people a little bit more about the other things that go on here at the Lighthouse?
Oh, yeah. We have special programs with people that actually are multi-disabled and blind or visually impaired are extremely talented. Mm-hmm. And we have a band that really plays music of the 70s and the 80s, and they're very, very competent, very sharp.
Okay.
And it's really a pleasure. And as a matter of fact, one of our customers used to be Office Max had their annual meeting with all the representatives that they brought in from all over the country and for their federal business years ago, and they hired the band.
Okay.
And it's, you know, and again, this is something that finding the talents of people, and working with people and helping develop their talents, it's amazing what the outcome can be.
Mm. Okay. And the name of that van, everyone, is Vision Quest.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to the Our Tools for Living store, you can even get their albums.
Yes. Now, over the years, the people have walked in the federal buildings and seen the clocks. But then they look at it and say, the Lighthouse for the Blind, provided by the Lighthouse for the Blind. And people say, how is that possible that someone with low vision could create a clock which is so intricate?
Mm-hmm. That's true. And by the way, the clocks are under the Skillcraft brand, and that's a standard brand. It's very recognized in the federal sector, and we have Chicago Lighthouse underneath. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's exactly right. The Skillcraft brand really has been successful because of quality. Mm-hmm. And the agencies that have produced everything from paper goods and ourselves with clocks and so on and so forth, quality is a major factor that and a major focus. For example, with our clocks, our people assemble them. We test run every single clock. We guarantee the federal government accuracy of plus or minus 2 minutes a year for quartz movements.
Wow.
Okay. So this is not just American made, but it's quality American made.
Mm.
And this is something that, you know, we've developed a reputation for, and that's what keeps it going.
Mm-hmm. When you partnered with Target, how did that partnership even come to be?
It was just an opportunity. The discussions occurred, and really, it was, you know, very kind of them to offer the potential of merchandising product in three test stores,
mm-hmm.
and so it was goodwill from their end, and we held up our side of the bargain as well with regard to the product and the quality and so on. And we got some interesting results of it, you know. And again, mm-hmm. as I mentioned before, we were able to identify what category product moved best and so on. So for the future, with what we developed, it was very helpful to have the consumer interact based on impulse of what they saw on the display.
Yeah. Yes, that's indeed.
Yes.
Well, you know, when we think of the Chicago Lighthouse, it is known for its world-class vision clinic. Can you just give us a blurb about what that entails?
Well, the low vision clinic really is the oldest one in the country now.
Mm, okay.
It used to be in New York, and they closed theirs a couple years ago, 3 years ago, whatever.
But I didn't know that. Okay.
But we have the low vision clinic here at 1850, and then we have, you know, several other clinics that we have in the area. We have also in Lighthouse North.
Mm-hmm.
We have a clinic there as well, but yeah, the what it entails really are specialists, where they deal with people that with vision loss, and it's not common because it's really a very small sector of the population.
Okay.
And you really need to know to be able for two things. Number one, the technical aspect of it, as how to really maximize the use of the remaining vision that someone has. It's inoperable. That's number one. And the other one is a psychological impact on the individual.
Yes. Okay?
So you need to, you know, to have, you need to have the skills and the willingness to work both ways in order to bring that, you know, that individual to maximize their potential and to give them the self-confidence that they can affect, be very, very effective in spite of the vision loss and be independent. And the independent aspect of it is the greatest part.
Right. Yeah. And that ties back. The independent part of it is what ties back into what you're able to provide with the Chicago Lighthouse Industries. And that's why we truly appreciate the work you've done here over the last 17 years.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's been a pleasure. I've been very fortunate.
I know that many people associate, you know, successful vision problems with, you know, Helen Keller. And what was Helen Keller's connection with the Lighthouse?
Well, in fact, she is an individual that really helped to open up, you know, as far as the Helen Keller was really one of the proponents for the Chicago Lighthouse too.
Oh.
Okay, and the issue is that, you know, here she had vision loss, she had, you know, and she had hearing loss, et cetera, and deafblind. And what totally amazed me is when I spoke to individuals who had both, you know, conditions, and if you ask them, you know, if you could have one of the two back, which would you want back? And it was always hearing, which, you know, and you would think it'd be vision, but hearing was more important because, again, to be able to communicate with people, to be able to sense feelings from the voice, intonation of a voice, is very important too. It's not just, you know, you can tell an awful lot from the manner in which a response comes to you.
Wow. Well, Chicagoland, we are so happy that Mr. Jean-Claude Kapler, Vice President of Chicago Lighthouse Industries, has joined us today. I've learned a lot, and I hope you have as well.
I have.
Okay. And we, again, want to invite you to visit www.chicagolighthouse.org for more information on all the programs here, but especially on our quote-unquote clock factory.
In Chicagoland, we thank you for joining us today. And again, we thank you, Jean-Claude, for your distinguished service over the years, and we wish you all the best. In Chicagoland, we wish you the best tonight. Have a great night. Have a great evening. Until we come back again next week, building communities and strengthening nations, the FACT organization. Good night.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
We went to other programs because we realized there was so much time left on the clock. And I'm like, oh, my goodness.
We breezed through the topics. We were kind of like,
yeah, you were so fast.
That was good,
okay?
Though.
Was
yes, that
good?
Was
you're
excellent.
Beautiful.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Oh, my goodness.
Now,
excellent.
One thing we need is on the very top line, we need your signature and today's date next to radio.
Sure.
We're what? The
13th. Yes, 13th. We had the break, the two breaks, and that was it.
Is that appropriate way you did it here?
Yes, that's it. Yeah, that's good. It. Thank you.
Thank you.
And when you're in New Jersey, you know, don't think about the work back here, but now have fun with the kids, okay?
If I can keep my sanity with them.
How
girls,
many?
7 and 10.
Oh, those are your grandchildren?
Yeah. I'm going to New Jersey on Friday for the older one's 10th birthday party.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm on.
don't let them run you ragged the last week.
Oh, I know.
Oh, we need to know this. We need to know how you did. We need to know. Everything's written down.
See, that's your mother and father. They're switching over there. Oh, my goodness.
what we're doing is just preparing this form, our production sheet, to hand to Brian, and then we'll check with Angie and Jessica about taking a quick picture with you.
Okay. Yeah, we're leaving. Yeah, we're going to be leaving in the next 15 minutes or so.
Okay.
We can do it.
And if not, then we'll just have to see if they can maybe use the one that's already on the website.
Yeah.
You know, view with the clock,
right.
Something like
that.
That
would work.
Yeah.
Just put it up on Facebook.
Okay.
We need to take a new picture.
So did we do one take?
One take.
Okay. Is that everything, sir?
We had that break, we had a cough, that's it.
Okay. All right.
Nice to meet you again.
Thank you.
Do you
want to
join us, Marshall?
No, I put my car in
the paid
lot, so
okay.
I'm
going to
get my car out the paid lot.
Oh, okay. All right. Did you have anything?
I left the CD at home. Okay. I realized once I got in the car, I was like, oh, I left the CD on the computer.
Okay. Let me just quickly, I had something to...